Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris, and I'm walking through the park, my local park, on my way back from doing a little bit of shopping this Tuesday lunchtime, and I was listening to some Booze, and notably from Dean Reed and Simon SM2N, talking about litter, keeping Britain tidy. I think Dean started the thread off, really, talking about, you know, the sort of way that people have a little bit of disregard for the rest of society by just disposing the litter in the streets or on the side of the roads, and how it really upsets him. And Simon SM2N followed this up with a boo. And I thought I'd add something to that, because something that Dean said about not wishing he could confront people who did that, people who he saw littering, he wished he could sort of confront them in some way. Well, I do confront people. That'll come to no surprise to some of you, but I do confront people. I'm going to give you three instances that really, really showed how shocking littering can be, really. The first instance was, I was sitting outside a fish and chip shop on the borders of Scotland somewhere, and across the road from me there was a family of four sitting in a huge 4x4 Land Rover, brand spanking new Land Rover, black tinted windows, but they had the windows down because it was a sunny afternoon, and they were parked outside a Greg's shop opposite. And I was sitting there eating my chips, and I watched as the mother went into the shop, brought the food back, and they sat in their van, in their 4x4, eating. And then I noticed one of the children throw out their Greg's wrapper just outside of the window. Now, bear in mind, there is a bin right outside the Greg's store. All it would take was for them to open the door and put it in the bin. But no, this child on the roadside of the vehicle just threw the litter out. And at this point, I took my mobile phone out, turned the video camera on, and just surreptitiously recorded what was happening, because I had a feeling this wouldn't be the end of it, the littering. And I was able to record the vehicle whilst it was showing the rear registration plate. And it enabled me to see not only the back two windows via the side of the vehicle where the children were sitting, but also the driver's side vehicle. And in the space of 10 minutes of recording the video, outside of the three windows that I could witness were three lots of papers thrown out, two half-finished sausage rolls, an empty can, pop can, and then from the father, this was from the children at the back, from the father, he threw out a larger bag, the bag that must have contained all the foodstuffs to begin with, and then threw out his cigarette butts after he had finished smoking a cigarette. Threw all these out of the window of his 4x4, and when there was a bin right next door. So, to the Greg's where they bought the food from. So, after witnessing this, I went across to the van, to the 4x4, and just said, "Hello, do you mind if I show you something that I think you'll find rather interesting?" And they said, "Yes, fine." They thought it was going to be quite fun. And I showed them the video of what I'd witnessed, of them throwing the litter out of their vehicle. And I just said to them, after they watched this video, "Do you notice anything strange?" And the man was quite abusive. He said, and he used the F word. And he said, "What the F do you think you're doing videoing us?" And I said, "Well, did you know it's an offence to throw litter out of a vehicle? Did you know it's an offence to litter? In any way, there's fines. I think the minimum fine was £50 at the time." I says, "But did you also know it's not illegal to video somebody like that surreptitiously? It's just a funny law we have." And I was being quite, I was quite angry, to be honest. So I wasn't in the mood for some idiot telling me that I shouldn't be videoing. And I said, "Well, you've got a choice. You can either go out there and pick up all the litter now, or I'm going to send the footage of this to the police. It's got your registration, it's got you in the vehicle throwing out litter, do what you like." And they sped off. They just reversed the vehicle and drove off. He wasn't interested, you see. Did I send the video to the police? Well, yes, actually, I did. Because I was so miffed. There was a police station not far away, actually, from where I was. I could see it, and I just walked down and showed them the evidence. And they took off the video off my phone and kept it with my name and address. I never heard anything back. But that was one instance of shocking, blatant littering. Another instance was when I was cycling my bike. And I was cycling behind this van. It's always a van. White van, as I recall. And I noticed the van was not very steady on the road. It was sort of just not swerving, but not steady. And I was behind the vehicle. And we were in traffic. We were approaching our island on a slow-moving lane. It's quite easy to keep up with him. When all of a sudden, out of his driver's side window, a huge white paper come flying at me and landed in my face. It was a chip paper, a chip wrapping paper. The guy had been eating chips whilst driving and then thrown the paper out of the vehicle, which as he threw it out, of course, the wind just takes it, blew it straight into my face. I mean, I'm on my push bike and now I can't see because I've got a fish paper, greasy fish paper over my face. I had to stop, of course, take the paper off, rip it off. I was quite concerned for my safety at the time. And I was fuming. I couldn't confront him about it because by this time he'd driven on and I couldn't catch up. So that shows how dangerous littering can be. And then the third case. Dean was talking about when we hike out there in the Peak District, and Dean was saying about most people who hike, you know, are very litter conscious. I would slightly disagree with that comment. I think, as Dean knows, he's climbed Snowdon. If you climb Snowdon, it might as well just be called Rubbish Tip. The sheer amount of rubbish on that hill, on that mountain. Yes, it's touristy, but there's no excuse. Because there's bins at the top, there's bins at the bottom. And when I say litter, it's all kinds of litter. I'm not talking about people scattering their ashes over the hill. People do that all the time. There's lots of that. But water bottles, crisp packets, chewies. I've even seen Wellingtons. I've seen T-shirts. I've seen tampons. I've seen condoms. I've seen all these things on Snowdon. I climb Snowdon quite frequently. But that's not just Snowdon, not just the touristy places. Myself and Dean both walked part of the Pennine Way a couple of years ago. And was it last year? Oh, anyway, yes, last year. We walked part of the Pennine Way. And even on the Pennine Way, we both saw some litter. In places where you wouldn't think there would be much litter. Now, Dean carries a bag with him, and I do the same. A lot of hikers do. We carry a bag when we're out hiking, so we can just pick up things from the countryside. We can't do that too much on the streets of England, because there's so much litter there. It would be a full-time job just picking it up. But I share Dean's passion of his annoyance at this epidemic, really, of littering. It's quite disgraceful. There's no need for it. You're sitting in a vehicle eating. Why throw it out of a window? Why not leave it in the vehicle? Out of sight, out of mind? Is that what it is? Well, they're certainly out of their minds, if they even have a mind. Because I think people like that are very small-minded. Oh, and I'll give you just a wound up, a very quick instance of littering. Dog poo. Watching a lady watch her dog poo in a park, on a playing field in a park, and then walk away without picking it up. I did go and speak to her. I did go and speak to her. So thanks, Dean. Thanks, Simon, for your booze. And that was my contribution to this Keep Britain Tidy. What's the solution? Who knows? There isn't a solution. You can't change some people. Some people won't change. Some people just don't give a damn. All we can do is our bit. And as Dean says to his friend, you know, one person can make a change, because one person not littering is one piece of litter less on the streets, on the hills, on the beaches. Thanks for listening. Sorry it's a bit windy. If applicable, God bless.